Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, Brock Hines. We have, seriously, there'd be more people on this show today you can shake a stick at. They're going to carry me through this sinus infection, which is driving me nuts, but I'm not going to complain. We're going to just suck it up and do the show, right? That's what we get paid to do. Lots to get to. It's imminent now is what we're hearing. It sounds like... Christopher Mad Dog Russo, you see him on with Stephen A. His source is Jeff Saturday, who went to the University of North Carolina, but it looks like Bill Belichick is going to be the head coach of the University of North Carolina football Tar Heels. How about that? Tyler Levine will weigh in on that. Brock Hines from his outpost in New England will weigh on that as well. And then, Tyler, who was licking his wounds on this program last night, when Juan Soto over the weekend agreed to $765 million with the Mets and leaving the Yankees. Boy, the Yankees made a nice bounce back here. Max Fried, a very crafty and at times a punch-out left-handed starter, a southpaw, as we like to say. This is a huge pickup for the Yankees. I mean, this really is. And now we got Corbin Burns out there. The baseball winter meetings going on in Dallas right now, and the Yankees, for one day, Soto was topical, and now Fried, who I think is a difference maker. And so I got some afterthoughts on Soto as well. I'm sure Brock will as well, and I know Tyler does for sure. So we will do that. And then how about the way the Cowboys lost last night? We'll get Tyler to weigh in on that. You know what, Tyler? We got a quick second before we bring on Brock, because I don't want to belabor the point. Did you see the end of the Dallas?
That was a high school level mistake.
I mean, what was the guy thinking?
Just an insane, insane decision. If he has a job as of today, I would be shocked.
Just crazy. You know what it reminded people of 31 years ago? Leon Let It Be. Thanksgiving Day game. Leave the ball alone.
I mean, that's what you're taught as a 7-year-old when you first start playing football.
Yeah, I mean, you learn that in flag football. Yeah, you play. Actually, you learn that when you're playing with the girls in the schoolyard, when you're playing tag football. All right, we come back here. Don't go away. Marty, Tyler, and company here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday at Sports Overnight, presented by Corona and Corona Extra. Don't go away.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, we are Sports Overnight America, and we are presented by Corona Beer, Corona Extra. Yeah, own a Corona during the holidays, right, and drink it responsibly. We like to say that. Celebrate responsibly, right? So there you go. Corona, we look forward to our road shows coming up. Looks like Giovanna Scroggins, Penn State, SMU. Nick Douglas will take care of Clemson, Texas. I'll give you Notre Dame, Indiana. And looks like Zaid Hussein is zeroing in on Tennessee at Ohio State. Tyler Levine along the way. Brock Hines. We got triple barrel. Well, I'll say double barrel action. I don't think I count. I mean, I sit here. I'm the traffic cop. Tyler, Brock, how are you guys? Tyler, you first. How are you, pal? What's going on?
Happy the Yankees signed a pitcher, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. Another guy the Red Sox want to convince their fan base that they might be in the mix for. Yankees gave him eight years at 218. Brock, welcome aboard. How are you, pal?
Buddy, appreciate you having me on as always. And Tyler, my condolences for last night. It's not a poke at you either. I know what that meant to you.
Let's just start here. We'll get right into that. I was upset that we didn't sign him, but I wasn't devastated simply because, you know, how we can allocate $760 million for a team that has a lot of holes. I'm excited to see how we now spend that money. And Marty and I spoke about it at length last night. Soto is an unbelievable hitter. Outside of that, what do you really get with him? If we signed him, would I have been happy? Yes. Do I think that regardless, that dollar amount for him is, you know, overpaying? Absolutely, but that's the day and age that we're in. So would I have wanted Juan Soto to stay? Yes. Am I disappointed that he left? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I think that the Yankees needed to improve in a lot of other places, and this money will allow us to do so.
All right, guys, let's get into the thing here. And, Brock, you're outpost in New England. I can't wait to see what the reaction. I think we could be hours, if not. It could be minutes. It could break during the show. I don't know. But it seems imminent. Jeff Saturday, ESPN, Mad Dog Radio today on Sirius XM. It really does seem like it's imminent. Bill Belichick, Patriots, six Super Bowls. We all know the GOAT, if you want to say it, greatest of all time. North Carolina Tar Heels. I know his dad, Steve, was there 1953 through 55 as an assistant. He was also at Navy, so it's not like Belichick's taking the Navy job. How surprised, Brock, are you? Let's weigh in on Belichick to North Carolina. If it does ultimately come to pass, and it seems like it is, Jeff Saturday's an alum, former NFLer. And then the reaction in New England and really maybe around the country. Brock, you first, then Tyler. Go ahead. Belichick, North Carolina.
I'm I'm very surprised still, Marty. North Carolina, first of all, you're going from one 73-year-old to another 73-year-old. And I would ask both of you after I'm done here, when is the last time that somebody of that age has switched gears and gone from a professional to a collegiate job? You know, we've seen younger people do it in different sports. You know, like you and I, Marty, of course, think of somebody local like Calipari when he's at UMass and then go to the NBA. But it seems kind of unusual. The other thing is about North Carolina, I'm just not convinced the brand of North Carolina still. I'm just surprised he would go there with the way the branding of North Carolina is. And what I mean by that is I know football money speaks louder than anything, but UNC appeals a lot to a lot of other sports. And when I do that, I'm going to talk about not only basketball, but some of the other sports there, like baseball, some of the other women's sports. And I'm surprised. North Carolina is vastly different than South Carolina. Trust me, they're neighboring states. But UNC is more of a serve-all-purpose, and they are not all in on football like you think they were. Nobody on Tobacco Row is, whether it's North Carolina State, Wake Forest. I'm just surprised, Marty, just because of that. I don't think they're all in, and I think Belichick would want somebody that's totally committed to football, and they're not there.
I'm not buying it either, Brock and Tyler, that people say, well, you know, pro football has extended to the college ranks due to the portal and name, image, likeness. You know, that it's more of a pro kind of a acumen in college football today. You know, that sounds good on the drawing board, but in reality, at 72, 73 years old, you think Belichick's going to go run around the country chasing recruits? He's not. They're going to come to him. Tyler, I don't think this is a good move. I think it's a crazy fit. It's not a fit. So you go ahead, weigh in. Belichick, North Carolina.
Well, I think that you can't ignore the fact that North Carolina is a school with money. And, you know, look at Colorado a couple years ago with Deion. You know, a high-profile guy comes in. All of a sudden, all the money's flowing in. They get a ton of recruits. And, you know, it completely flips the program around where they're now relevant. And, you know, to be honest, I think that from what I've heard about the situation is he wants to treat this as, you know, an NFL program. Obviously, it's not, but it's a great way to get kids prepared for that level. And you know what he said on the field and off the field, whether they continue into the NFL or just their, you know, professional careers as, you know, civilians, you know, it's an opportunity for him to make an impact there. But more importantly, let's not forget Bill has a son and he's going to want a job at some point. And I think that, you know, when you look at if he went to an Alabama, and I'm just naming random schools, an Alabama, a Texas, a Georgia, one of these big, big SEC blue chip schools that would hire him in a second, are they going to make the promise that they'll hire his son afterwards? I don't think so. But a school like North Carolina, I don't see why they wouldn't. So I think that that has a lot to do with it. I don't expect him to be there for the next 10 years by any means. But, you know, it's a cool project, I think. And I think that with NIL, it can't be ignored in this situation. And like you said, he's not going to have to go anywhere to get anyone. No. These kids are going to want to go to the NFL. It's very much like what we saw with Calipari at Kentucky. You think he had to go around recruiting people? Absolutely not. What did people know? I go to Kentucky, I get drafted. You know, we saw that documentary with their guidance counselor saying it's the easiest job in the world. You know, all they talk about is, you know, what they're going to spend their money on when they get their pro contract. It's going to be the same thing here at UNC, and I expect their program to completely turn around and it to become a major focus. I actually am a diehard UNC basketball fan. Obviously, my allegiance lies with Michigan for football, but I'll certainly be rooting for the Tar Heels in football as well now.
That's interesting. I don't think this is Charlie Weiss when he went to Kansas, though, but Brock, it might be a close second. Belichick's going to a basketball school like Tyler just laid out. I mean, the idea at 72, 73, like you mentioned at the outset of our discourse here, the idea that he's going to transform this into a football power, I think, is delusional. Give me a follow-up on that. Basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, and, you know, I said the same thing. I just don't believe, and I'm not an insider but at UNC, but I just don't believe that they are totally all in on football. One thing I want to mention to both of you, this started to really rumble, this story, last night. What day did the transfer portal open? Yesterday. There is no coincidence whatsoever, or there's that these two match up. UNC does not want to see people start coming in and missing the opportunity. There's a big reason that this broke today and yesterday, and not when the playoffs are really going. That's one reason. Number two, I give a lot of credit to the North Carolina players. You take a look at who's entered the transfer portal now. How much do they respect that program? Now, you're going to say to me, well, Brock, there's not a lot of great UNC players on that team. And I would disagree with you. There's a lot that a lot of teams would be interested in. And the fact that no Tar Heel really of any consequence has entered the portal shows you what those players think of UNC, their athletic director, and their potential coach. They trust in the school, and I think that speaks volumes.
Marty, I want to add something in here quick.
Yeah, go ahead. No,
you know,
please do.
I think that the fact that he's 72 or 73 also plays into this. That's, you know, he's getting up there in age, and to be an NFL coach versus a college coach, it's a completely different ballgame, a completely different level of commitment. And I think that this allows him to not necessarily have to put as much into it. Obviously, he's going to put a lot into it, but it's, you know, anyone with a brain knows that the pros in college is a completely different ballgame. It's a completely different level of play, focus, and preparation. And I think that this plays into the fact that he's, you know, getting up there in terms of his age, and it allows him to make an impact at a different level, similar to what we saw with Saban, obviously, when he left the NFL to go to college.
All right, we got to go to break here, and I want to go right on time because I don't want to cut into a long segment. We also have the son of former and now Hall of Famer, even though he has passed, from Wampum, PA, the legendary Richie Allen, Dick Allen, some people call him. I remember him because he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated with a cigarette butt dangling from his lips holding a baseball bat. I'll never forget it. And Belichick, by the way, 15 wins shy of Shula's all-time record, reportedly. He doesn't care about the record. He cares about a huge, huge bag of money, which North Carolina is dangling out there. It should become official. We'll keep an eye on it right here at Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona. Corona Extra. We're coming back on Overnight.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 877-471-4125.
All right, now that we have Brock Hines on here, it's Name That Tune. Brock, hey, can you crank this up here a little, Daniel? This, yeah, thank you.
Watch Marty, this.
You're going to love this, Tyler. You're going to love this, because Tyler wouldn't know this song if it bit him in his arse. Spending all my nights, spending all my money going out of the town. Now, hold on a minute. Watch this. And don't Google it, Hines. I want to hear this right off the tip of your lip. We used to do this as kids driving around in his dad's Ford LTD at 2 in the morning with our female counterparts. What song is it, Hinesy?
That's Player's first single, Marty. That's Baby Come Back. It was the number one song. It was released in, I believe, the fall of 77, charted in 1978.
This is my man, Rock Guy. Let's hear it. Bring it up.
It's very soothing.
Very soothing. Yeah. I love Hinesy, man. There, you couldn't stump him if you wanted to, Tyler. I swear to God, if you go back 70s, 80s, you'll never stump him. He is un-freaking believable. All right, let's get to it, guys. One more thing on Belichick. Each of us weigh in, then we got to move on. We got NFL. We got all sorts of stuff to get into. We got to carve it up. Winter baseball meetings, all sorts of good stuff. So we're going to get right into it. The Shula record, Brock, let's start with you. 15 shy. I don't believe Belichick doesn't care about it. But if he's going to Carolina, I think this is going to be his last stop before Omaha, so to speak. So you go ahead. You tell me. He's going to forego the record, huh?
Yeah, I agree with you. Apparently it doesn't mean much if he's going to sign with UNC, so I don't think he cares. And, hey, like you said, at his age, it's a curious move, but I guess when you're dating a 26-year-old, I guess you feel younger. That's all I can say.
He'll feel right at home with those college co-eds. Yep. Tyler, you're from a younger era, and obviously that balances out this show very, very nicely here. Are you surprised, though, that Belichick would forego the all-time record NFL coaching wins? Come on now.
I mean, would you rather 15 more wins and a record that you get to what put on your mantle, or you know, a bag of money, $30 million? It's all opportunity cost, man. If you told me I could get 15 wins and break the record, you put me in his shoes, or you offer me $30-40 million, and you know my son gets to take over when I'm done, I'm taking the money and the legacy as well.
Well, it also flies in the face of him saying it's never been about the money. It's always about I'm a coach's son. I'm the son of Steve. You mentioned his son, Stevie Jr. or Stevie whatever, Stevie the second, grandpa. You know, yeah, get the Carolina job. His son, who's now at the University of Washington, would be a coach in waiting if he comes on dad's staff. Hey, I'm a roll up your sleeves. I'm a guy that sleeps in the office with the lights on. I bring my dog to the draft during COVID out on Nantucket. We do it by virtual. It's a virtual draft. So Belichick's whole image of being this dyed-in-the-wool football coach, the money is ultimately the thing that talks in the end. I agree with that take as well. All right, let's get to the NFL. We got to pay homage to it real quick. You know, the Dallas faux pas last night. I mean, it's just one other element to this godforsaken franchise. Jerry Jones, I've never seen anything like it. He's an owner who holds a press conference. The media goes directly to him. You know, he's not going to fire McCarthy. Tyler, we'll start with you. They're the laughingstock of the NFL, and then you got Micah Parsons calling out a teammate. It was Leon Lett Redux from Thanksgiving Day 31 years ago. What a horrific season for the Dallas Cowboys. The laughingstock of the NFL right now. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this was a flag football level mistake. I have never played a down of football in my life, and I could tell you one thing that I certainly know is, you know, poison. You get away from it. Run away from the ball. And in regards to the Michael Parsons thing, look, he's a competitor at the highest level. He's one of the best in the game, no doubt, regardless of how many snaps he's playing. Emotions run high in these situations. When you're 1-6 at home, you're on the precipice of getting a win, you block the punt, you have a kicker that's pretty much good from 65 and in, you know, it's all said and done. All you got to do is stay away from the ball, and that's it. And that happens. You know, it's tough to not get frustrated. I'm sure that, you know, with time, my mother always taught me when you're angry, you know, and you're getting ready to send an angry text or an email, type it out, wait 24 hours, and then click send.
you know, I think that ultimately today he probably won't be exactly thrilled with how he reacted in regards to calling out a teammate. But like in the moment, it's hard to throw shade at him for that. I'm not really holding that against him. But the Cowboys are just they're utterly pathetic. We've been saying it all season that you know they didn't sign anybody. They made Dak the most expensive quarterback in the league. CD one of the most expensive receivers. Didn't make any other roster adjustments. And now here they are. I don't think that anybody's really shocked by this. I think we're shocked by how bad it is, but I don't think anyone really expected the Cowboys to be anything significant this year after their lack of moves in the offseason.
Brock, are you stunned the Cowboys are this bad? And it looks like McCarthy's not going anywhere. I mean, Jerry Jones is giving no indication. It sounds like, hey, it's going to be all systems go for the foreseeable future in Dallas. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, not a lot to add. Tyler pretty much hit it right on the head. Personally, for me, I don't know why the Bengals couldn't have been more generous and just gone for the game-winning field goal because it killed me in my football pool last night. Having said that, look who they have had for coaches. That's all you need to know in the power struggle with Jerry Jones. 4 years of Mike McCarthy, 10 years of Jason Garrett, Wade Phillips 4 years, who's an average coach at best. Before that was Parcells, the only one that resembles a true good football coach. He's a Hall of Famer. Before that, Dave Campo, Chan Gailey. It's all you need to know. I'm taking you back now to the late 90s. There's not much to add there. There's nobody in there that's going to lead you to the Super Bowl. They've sowed the seeds there, sown the seeds down there. They're getting exactly what they deserve in Dallas with nobody to lead them at the helm. As long as Jerry Jones is at the controls, that franchise is doomed. Simple, plain enough.
America's team.
Yeah, America's team. Hey, Brock, give me a quick hit on Micah Parsons. I just don't like it when a teammate shows up a teammate like that. I mean, the guy knows he makes a terrible mistake. You can't do that.
I was serious what I said, but I'm joking. I mean, it's no big deal in the long run. This guy feels awful. And again, Tyler says everything that I would say. And, you know, what your mother say or your coworker, your boss, wait before you send that email or text. I get in the heat of the moment you're going to say it, but you can't do that. I agree with you guys. Man, but you know what? When you're in a real, what's the expression, a petri dish, if you look that one up on the Internet at some point, when you're in a cesspool like Dallas, you are so frustrated you've had to go through all this crap for so long the crap's going to be thrown against the wall, and that's the type of stuff that you're going to hear thrown out to media members or fellow players. No shock at all. That the America's team, as you said, right now is probably one of the biggest embarrassments in pro sports at this juncture.
Does Parsons stay in Dallas at this point? I mean,
yeah, great question.
I don't think I said this weeks back that I don't think that it would be advantageous for them to sign another big contract, granted all the other holes that they have. And now you look
at his frustrations. I agree with that.
I'm curious if he even wants the contract from them or if he wants to go test the market like Saquon did and, you know, sign with a contender because he wants to win and he wants to win bad and you can see it.
Yeah, I see him in Pittsburgh. I see him in Philly somewhere, you know, Baltimore. Penn State guy in Baltimore. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, we got to go quick. Brock, yesterday you probably heard it. You know, we're trying to find it's a top-heavy NFL right now. Is there an outlier in the AFC and NFC that can crack the upper echelon, the upper tier of both the conferences? Because we know who's on top. Detroit, Philly, you know, you want to throw another team in there, I'll listen. On the AFC side, to me, it's obviously the Chiefs, Baltimore, you know, Buffalo. Where's the outlier? Let's start with the AFC, Brock. Is there one, in your opinion?
Well, in the AFC, do we agree, as much as their point differential is only 56, the Kansas City is the one we're using as the comparison, correct?
Correct, absolutely.
Correct. If that's the case, outlier, I'm still not a believer in Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. I know everybody's in love with the quarterback change they've made there. But their 10-3 is way different than Buffalo's 10-3, in my opinion. I find the outlier much easier in the NFC with Philadelphia. But, boy, I'm still a believer in Detroit. And I heard what you said, Marty, several shows ago about Dan Campbell. When he gets into the playoffs, it's like somebody hands him a hand grenade and he just becomes a different player, coach, rather. But Detroit still looks unbeatable to me. But Philly's much closer to Detroit than anybody is to Kansas City.
Hey, every time I kill Campbell, Tyler and Brock, He gambles even more. He's a riverboat gambler, and we saw it pay off last week. He goes for it on fourth down like it's nobody's business. Yep. Montgomery gets him, and Montgomery, the former Iowa State kids, I think one of the best backs in the league that nobody talks about. Tyler, that riverboat gambling stuff, he's getting away with it, Campbell is. Let me ask you. Go ahead.
I mean, sometimes people hit their scratch-off tickets, and as much as it can come back to bite them, as much as it can come back to bite them in the playoffs, who knows? It could also pay off. You know, who are we to say that his gambling is ultimately, you know, on these games is ultimately going to be the demise of the Lions? It could be, you know, the exact opposite. You know, we don't really know.
Guys, we're out of time, man. I thought I heard music. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't. I thought I did. All right, let's finish up on this note. Brock, the Red Sox, I mean, these big baseball market teams. I mean, it's Yankees, Mets, Dodgers. I mean, it's just not the free agency we're used to. What do you expect out of Boston? Anything? Corbin Burns, or is this going to be a big three strikes, you're whiffed, and a punch out with the Red Sox once again with free agency? Let me ask you. Go ahead.
Probably the latter. I mean, hey, congratulations to the Yankees. As you said, I mean, you got a great pitcher from the Braves, and I mean, that's a great fill-in. I know Tyler knows this. I'm not as close to the Yankees, but Tyler, your team struck it big there. That's a great second place, and we don't have time to go down that road where you started with Marty with, but that's a great thing. No, Red Sox, Marty, that's called strike three with them. That's an easy question, unfortunately.
Guys, love you both. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Tyler, Mr. Brock Hines. Thank you, guys. We come back here. Richie Allen Jr. is dead. Hall of Fame Veterans Committee at long last. The pride of Wampum, PA. We're going to Wampum here in moments on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible devices. Not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season.
and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. Talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday of Sports Overnight America. Corona, the holidays are here. Right. Feliz Navidad. Corona and Corona Extra and by Rocket Mortgage. I don't want to jinx it. You've heard us talk about it. We've teased it. We're not going to tease it any longer, but our Sports Overnight America app is about to be released. I don't know what'll be first. I think our app will be released before Belichick gets hired in North Carolina, but Belichick might get us at the wire. It might be a photo finish. So we shall see. But that is it's just something we've been really, really, really working hard on. Annie Brown, who is one of our executive assistants, outstanding work. Tucker Byrne, you know, Randy, the whole crew has put resources together, and it looks like it's finally going to be happening. And people say, well, really? I said, yeah, it's big, because we get asked about it all the time. You can go to our website, Sports Overnight America, but it's all a lot easier now with people with their phones and Androids and tablets to pop on an app and hit listen live. All right, let's get them in here. This to me, Dick Allen, Richie Allen, you know, the Wampum Walloper, this guy was a fearsome hitter when we were growing up. I mean, absolutely fearsome hitter. And he and Dave Parker, Pittsburgh, and, of course, Richie Allen for the most part, two sojourns with the Phillies, Cardinals, A's. He finished up with a slugger, 351 career home runs, long overdue to the Hall of Fame. And we bring in his son as Richie Sr. passed away in 2020. Let's get him in here right now. Richie, my name is Marty Terrell. Thank you for popping on. Congratulations to you, your late dad, and the whole Allen family. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Marty. How are you?
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Hey, I've asked this with several people. We had Dave Parker on yesterday on another program here on the network. How much of this was a weight on the family and your dad waiting finally to get his just full enshrinement into Cooperstown? And I always feel bad when, you know, it happens posthumously and it doesn't happen when it should. Give me a thought on that. Take us down that road if you could, Rich.
Oh my goodness! You know, I think it's something to miss, but to miss by one, twice. It's really a lot of stress. It's like, wow, who? Then you're always trying to figure out who didn't vote, and you're wondering, you're guessing, but it got to the point where it was frustrating, because, you know, it was always, you miss by one, then you have to wait X amount of years until the next one, and then you got to make sure you get on the ballot to, and then it's another wait, you know, again. So right now I feel great. I feel like I passed the bar or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like. Hey, so it obviously weighed on your dad. Did your dad kind of throw his hands up in the air and just said, you know what, I put up the numbers, it's out of my control, I'm at the behest of now the Veterans Committee. So let me ask you this. What was your dad's attitude toward this late in life, obviously, and before his passing back in 2020?
Oh, he threw his hands up when they didn't vote anyone in. His response was, why did they even have it then? And he just, forget it. He just said, I'm fine with what I did. I know it's what I did, and I'm good with it. He was told by Ratcliffe Double Duty in Baltimore at the All-Star game. We were down in the lobby, and Ratcliffe said, hey. And he said, yeah, he said, you could have played with us. And my father turned and he said to me, he said, you hear him? He said, then again, he said, yeah, you could have played with us. He said, that's my Hall of Fame. And he walked away, and that was it. He was getting it. And after that, he was good.
Tell you what was it like to be the son of your dad? You know, your dad, let's be honest, he was a fearsome slugger. The media sometimes portrayed him as tough to get along with, but I felt like the media was unfair. You know, he's doing his job. He found the media to be very intrusive. Thank God he didn't play in this era, because now with social media, tell us some stuff about your dad. Your dad was a hell of a singer too. This guy was a TSOP, the Sound of Philadelphia. Your dad was a marvelous singer. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Oh yeah.
Tell us.
I can remember them rehearsing in the basement, you know, downstairs in the basement singing and everything like that. But as for him and what kind of a father, for me growing up, I remember having my own uniform and shagging fly balls and being in the clubhouse, traveling with the team. I mean, he was great. And as far as the reporters, he would just say, you know what, they have a job. I understand. They have to put food on the table just like I do. He just didn't want to let them bother him in that sense. He's like, if I don't speak or whatever it is, and whatever they write is fine, because as long as I know. And then he also would say, they only talk bad about the good ones. That was his big thing.
That's pretty good. Hey, I'm going to bring up something, and I don't want it to be offensive, but we like to deal in the truth. Your dad was a cover boy on Sports Illustrated. I think you know where I'm going with this. Back then in that era, listen, guys not only chewed tobacco, they smoked. I caught Carl Yastrzemski as a young reporter, my hero, smoking a pack of Marlboros and drinking Natty Lights in the Red Sox locker room. Your dad captured on the cover of Sports Illustrated holding a bat with what? A cigarette dangling out of his mouth. I'm telling the truth, am I not?
You're telling the absolute truth. He loved his cigarette. He liked a good cigarette. But he did dislike that photo, just because it was, you know, of kids and things like that. But yeah, no, he liked to be the Marlboro man. He liked his cigarette, and he liked his Heineken. He wasn't ashamed of it.
Yeah. Did he catch it? Do you remember, Richie? Did he take a lot of heat for that picture? I was shocked at Sports Illustrated back in that era. But back then, you could find a Marlboro ad right inside the magazine of Sports Illustrated, Sport Magazine at the time. Did he take a lot of heat from that? I know he didn't like it, because I saw some quotes. But did he take a lot of heat for that?
Now, that I don't know if he took some heat. But from what I was told, it was supposed to be a closed session or something like that, and the picture was taken without him knowing, because he's like, I never would have had that like that, you know. But I mean, all that was available in the clubhouse back then, so
yeah,
you know.
What, Richie, what happens now? The Hall of Fame induction, how's the family going to go through this? It's wonderful. I don't know about your spirituality. It's none of my business. But can you tell us what the process is now, and how important this is for you and your family? Let me hear.
You know, it's important for my family, but I was talking to a long friend of his today, earlier today, who I hadn't talked to in a long time, and he was telling me some things that he said, you know, I don't really care about getting in. He said, but if I did, it would be for my son and my grandson. And I swear, I just heard that today, maybe about 3-4 hours ago. So it would be big for the family, but now that I know that he was seriously saying that, was the biggest thing would be for myself and my son, who's also Richard III. So yeah, all the family is, I mean, the videos that's out there, my cousin Hank Allen's son, my cousin Rick, we all exhaled. That's the best way I could put it.
It's unbelievable. Hey, what's the one thing? Is there anything in your dad's career that really sticks out? Any one thing? And it's almost an unfair question to ask, because your dad obviously had a Hall of Fame career. Does anything stand out in particular, Richie?
I would have to say that 72 season, like everybody else would say. And for me, because I was young, and for me, is because I heard Chuck Tanner and my father one-on-one talking, and he gave my father a hug, and he said, you remember that 72 race? And he was talking to him really close, and they were talking, you know, listening. I was peeping in and bending my neck. And he said, we almost had him, didn't we? He said, we had him scared. They heard us coming. So that for me, I think when I heard that really, I was like, man, that must have been a season and a half. He did say he enjoyed going to the ballpark that year.
Yeah, and your dad, MVP, he was the MVP in 72, was he not?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. And after that season, he said everyone was young. I'm sorry, everyone was young, and he received the MVP, and I was told that he had to mail it to him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He was also the rookie of the year when he broke in. This is a thrill. I mean, I had your dad's baseball card. I had that picture of Sports Illustrated. As shocking as it was for back in the 70s, man, oh man, your dad, the Wampum Walloper, man, he could hit a baseball hard, and he played hard, and he wasn't afraid to speak his mind either. Richie, thank you so much. Congratulations to the whole Al family. The legendary Dick Allen finally getting his due, going into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Congratulations. Have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. You did the same. Thanks for having me.
All right. Good job. You get back to it. Mm-hmm. It's always good. Hey, listen, that's other than teammates and managers who, obviously were older than the players, and all the managers who managed the legendary Richie and then Dick Allen. And he did. He got, for a while there, he was okay with Richie Allen. And then it became Dick Allen, and he made that no uncertain, there were no uncertain terms. He was clear with the media. I don't want to be called Richie anymore. He wanted to be called Dick Allen, or it was vice versa. I'm not sure, but I think it was Richie to Dick, and away we go. And he was tough. The media, they had moments with him. They just did. He was tough. He was not afraid to speak his mind, and man, could the guy play baseball. Really could. Great job. All right, we'll come back. We got a 2-minute drill. We look forward to it. Crazy finish to that Monday Night Football, college bowl season, what we're streaming about, what we're screaming about in the world of sports, and what we're going to be streaming and screaming about is our new app, Sports Overnight America. Be in the Apple Store and Google Play very, very soon. We'll keep you posted. Sports Overnight America, our app, is about to be unveiled. Very excited about that. We're coming back. Presented by Corona Rocket Mortgage. We're coming right back here on Sports Overnight.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently?
and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, down the home stretch we go, and there's some college hoops tonight. Nothing that stands out. I mean, Duke is playing Incarnate World. I mean, come on, really? So I'm going to use this time to thank Daniel. Dom's off for the next few days, and away we go. Daniel, how you been, man? I miss you.
I am doing well. McLaren won the team championship in F1.
You got to get on mic. You got to get on mic, buddy. I can't hear you. Get on mic or not. Maybe your mic doesn't work. There we go.
I'm doing well. I said McLaren won the team championship in F1, too, so very happy about that.
Yeah, I saw that. That Formula One stuff's unbelievable, how popular it is. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Your reaction if Belichick does, in fact, close this deal tonight or tomorrow. North Carolina, what do you think?
Well, number one, I'd be happy that he's not going to the Jaguars because I did not want him to be the Jags head coach slash GM slash whatever. Just odd. It just feels weird.
I can't get my head around it. I think that's well done. I think you're speaking on behalf of a lot of people. It's very weird. I mean, 72, 24-year-old girlfriend, 26-year-old girlfriend, just weird. He's a strange duck. He is. But, man, he can coach and I don't know, you know, $30 million, it just, you know, I'm not going to gripe about money because it's just, it is what it is. It's just, we live in a world where it's checkbook baseball, it's checkbook sports, it just doesn't matter. I mean, we just saw a baseball contract that just blows my mind. Are your Giants going to do anything? You're a Giants fan, right? Are they going to do anything at all here?
Correct. Yes. Well, they added Willie Adames, which is pretty solid.
I saw that.
32
yeah,
homers last year. They needed a shortstop. Yep. I saw that they either were planning to meet or have met with Corbin Burns, and $187 million contract to Adames. That's, I feel like that's about bigger than every contract that Farhan gave his entire time as the GM.
It's unbelievable. We'll see. I've always thought, you know, and I thought Judge was going to end up there. I really did. And a lot of people said, nah, there was no way. But the Giants came real close. That was a very close second. But, I mean, the Dodgers continue to just, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, they give Michael Conforto, 1 year, $17 million to do nothing other than, you know, pinch hit, occasionally DH, I guess, and just be a utility guy or a fourth or fifth outfielder. Crazy. All right, good job. We're back with you tomorrow. We look forward to it. We continue to plod along here as we get ready for really the College Bowl season, which is right around the corner. And obviously we're going to be at the eight first round sites, or eight teams, and the four first round games. We're going to have them locked and loaded. Out of them all, I don't know, a lot of people I hear say, hey, this Tennessee-Ohio State game could be great. Clemson-Texas, Indiana-Notre Dame, I mean, SMU, Penn State, we're going to get some upsets, folks. We are. And it's not just going to be, the garden variety. We could have multiple upsets. This is going to be fascinating. All right. Thanks to the whole crew. Thanks to Brock Hines and Tyler Levine, Richie Allen Jr. on his dad's induction coming up this summer at the Baseball Hall of Fame. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios here on Sports Overnight.